Time is money. Spend it as wisely as you can. So even if you're treating this as a hobby, you're going to have more fun the more money you make. And that means paying yourself a decent rate. Ask yourself, what is my time worth? What is your time worth? Okay. The profit margins that you make, the profit margins you have are basically your wages. And the difference between what you paid and what you got is the value of your time and effort. Okay. So start thinking about how much is my time worth? If I have to drive across town, if I have to drive an hour away or 45 minutes away to buy something and come back, that'll give me a $20 profit. Is your time worth that? I mean, are you okay with that? You know, if you have to drive an hour to and from just for $20, that means your time is worth $10 an hour, even less actually because of, you know, the gas costs and all that. But, you know, start asking yourself questions like that. I mean, not that a $10 per hour rate is a bad thing, but it's different for everyone. I mean, start setting standards. And here's what I would recommend. When you first start out in the flipping business, don't pay attention to that as much as trying to get as much experience in deals as possible. So that means even if it took you 5 hours to make, you know, 50 bucks, don't be hard on yourself. That's how everybody starts, you know, until you get good at it, where one day you wake up and you'll be able to make $500 in an hour or, you know, 350 bucks in 45 minutes of work. I mean, those days will come. You just have to keep at it. Keep going at it. And like I said, go through those deals. Keep that volume up. And after a while, I would recommend eventually you want to set yourself a minimum profit margin. Okay. So for example, in my mind, maybe I would be like, okay, I have to make at least $100 to make it worthwhile to buy something, or I have to make at least $40. $40 is the absolute lowest I'd be willing to accept to buy and flip something. You know what I mean? And that's actually a real example. For example, mine started at 40 bucks. Okay. If it didn't pay me at least $40, I would pass on it and find another item. But as I got better, that $40 margin stretched into $100. So I would only buy things that would give me at least $100 profit. And then eventually it went up to $200 and so on. Also, with that being said, remember that it doesn't necessarily take more work to make $100 or $200 deals than it does to make $40 deals. It actually takes the same amount of work, okay? It's just knowing what to look for, knowing how to find deals. That's the difference. For example, you could easily spend 3 hours to make 40 bucks, but someone else who is maybe more experienced and has been doing it for a while and has been through a lot of deals can make $500 in 45 minutes. Okay. And that's how this world works. That's how the flipping business works. You're in a profits and marketing world. So if you can find the right items and know what to look for and kind of find your groove, your minimum profit margin will slowly start to rise. So try and stick to your limit and be selective about what you buy. Go for quality and durability. Don't waste your time or don't wallow in $5 profits. Even $5 or $10 profits, you know, you'll be spending all of your time not making money if you did that. So just always ask yourself, is it worth my time? Think about the driving time. Think about the gas prices. Consider what you have to do to get the item ready. For example, if you have to clean it or repair it and it's going to take you an hour and a half, take that into consideration. And, it can take you the exact same time fixing up and selling a cheap item as an expensive one. And that's the crazy part. Now you just have to ask yourself, which one will earn you more money? Okay. And ultimately, you know, ask yourself, am I patient enough for my learning curves as I'll take more time to turn around an item at the beginning? You know, it's going to take you longer at first, but if you're motivated and you keep at it, it won't be long before you have a streamlined business of buying, posting, and selling. Everything will kind of become automatic, and it's going to be awesome because you won't have to think too much. But like I said, you can't quit. You have to keep going through those deals, keep doing those, you know, smaller deals, even if it takes you more time. Because you're going to get a taste, you're going to get a feel of, you know, you're going to get that momentum started. And then from there, you're actually doing it, you're learning it, you'll be able to just explode from there.